The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. David Barton, president of Wall Builders, shares with us the reason for the protesters being at the presidential inauguration. The Bible teaches that Satan blinds the minds of them that believe not. The protesters at the inauguration are sad examples of this. But we must know why they think like they do, or we will allow our liberty to be destroyed by them. I'm quoting extensively from Mr. Barton. He writes, quote, "The inauguration of Donald Trump was remarkable in that 6 different individuals offered prayers, with 4 of those prayers ending in Jesus' name. Another unique feature of his inauguration was the large number of protesters present. Most were from 20 to 36 years old, and many were still protesting the general election results. A common protest sign was, 'Trump is not my president.'" But that statement says more about our education system than it does about those who held the signs. It affirms the failure of American education in 4 areas: American history, government, Constitution, and truth. Barton continues, "First, the sign was intended to express their outrage over the fact that Hillary won the popular vote but lost the presidency, an outcome they believe was unprecedented in the history of America. However, it wasn't. The identical thing has happened in several other presidential elections. Shame on schools for not teaching basic American history and why such outcomes occur. Secondly, the message on the sign was rooted in the protesters' mistaken belief that America is a democracy. But we are not. Those who formed our government hated democracies and wisely protected us from them. For example, James Madison affirmed that, quote, 'Democracies have ever been spectacles of turbulence and incompatible with personal security or the rights of property.' Founder Fisher Ames warned, 'A democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction.' America was therefore established as a constitutional republic, what John Adams described as a government of laws and not of men. Shame on schools for not teaching basic American government." Third, Barton says, "The protesters are unaware of how presidents are to be elected according to the Constitution, an election process that mirrors our federal system. The protesters believe that only the national popular vote matters, which Hillary won, barely. But she did not win the majority of the states, cities, or counties. In fact, Trump won 30 of the 50 states. The protesters were unaware, as are most Americans, that the Constitution establishes an election system that balances the power of the people with the power of the states. Shame on schools for not teaching the Constitution." Finally, Barton says, "The declaration that 'Trump is not my president' establishes personal opinion as the ultimate measure of right and wrong." In other words, that truth is whatever I believe. But the problem with this is that there are absolutes. Jump off the Empire State Building and see what happens. On the way down, you may personally object to what is happening, but that will not change the results. There is no alternate reality. None. Shame on schools, Barton says, for teaching students to elevate personal opinion above absolute facts. It's time that Americans demand that their schools once again teach our American history, government, Constitution, and absolute truth, he says. If we don't make these changes, we will not want to imagine the horrifying results from Abraham Lincoln's warning that, quote, "The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It.